You're a good guy.
Dude. Oh, oh my God.
That was crazy.
They've been lashing out.
You guys yell at each other.
Dude, LeMaire lashed out at me earlier.
What'd he do?
As soon as he came in.
What'd he say?
I was saying, where's Matt? I was like, I said, you're his assistant. Where's Matt? And he said, sorry, I didn't get fired from SNL. I was
like, Whoa, what the fuck?
You said that?
Why the abuse?
I don't know, dude. I'm sorry. I apologize. I think I tried
to. Lashed out at me.
It's a legitimate question.
I wasn't trying to be like a dickhead. I thought it was funny.
Hurt my feelings.
I thought it was funny.
To be fair, Trump's got like 10 dudes standing outside the place. You should be standing there until I get here, dude. It's all clear. It's all clear. It's all clear. It's all clear. Your acai bowl is on the steps.
Dude, we were in Denver. We were in Denver. We had fucking security at our hotel.
Did you?
So much. So the first night I was like going around asking all the security guards. I was like, is this because the Golden State Warriors are in town? Are the Warriors staying in the hotel? And they were like, we can't tell you. We can't tell you. I was like, fuck, it's definitely the Warriors. And then we got back from the show. And they were like, you can't go on the 7th floor. And I was like, damn, the Warriors are up there. I'm going to the 7th floor. Get up there. There's just Secret Service at the elevator. Like, you can't be up here.
Who was up there?
And I was like, is it the Warriors? And they're like, yeah, it's Draymond Green. And then the doors closed and they laughed. They laughed at him. They're like, fucking idiot. Yeah, Draymond has Secret Service in the elevators.
Dude.
It was Jill Biden. It was Dr. Jill.
It was Dr. Jill?
Yeah. Dr. Jill was in Denver.
She had Secret Service?
Yeah, she was upstairs banging the Secret Service.
Probably.
That's a little secret rumor, anyway.
Oh, I heard about that. I heard about that, too.
Little rumors.
Anyway, I mean, to be fair.
I'm not going to indict her over it.
That's kind of their job, though. That's their job. Secret Service job is there to pleasure high power ladies. You don't have time to have sex with your wife and you're running a country.
Dude, I'm not going to be able to stop watching this.
I know.
I have to turn it off.
Is that him?
Is that him?
Can't tell.
No, when he comes out, the place is going to go nuts.
Yeah, it'll be cut. I mean, God, they're just holding up the whole TV on like shots of the street.
Just waiting for Trump, dog. All right.
On some bullshit, dude.
That got me fired up, dude. I was full Republican this weekend.
Yeah.
As soon as I was going at my manager was in the green room this weekend. I was fighting her the entire time. I was fuming.
I mean, it is fucking nonsense, dude. Yeah. I haven't been following it at all. I didn't even know he was actually, when they say indicted, I thought that means like when they serve you. I don't even know what it is. What's good? What's good?
LeMaire needs his telephone.
LeMaire needs his telephone because he wants to watch the stream.
He wants to watch the live stream?
Yeah, that's actually Donald a good Trump. Idea. Then you can tell us when he's being arrested.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like the background.
What is it?
What is your background?
It's like Kirby's Dream Man or something.
Show it to... That's cool.
It's a quality assistant. You're going to Monica Lewinsky LeMaire, dude.
I might.
You're
going to
fucking
I might.
Stick a cigar in LeMaire's pussy.
I might, dude. I might put him on security detail, honestly. Although he's been making show flyers. They've been fire.
Lemezy?
Yeah, Lemezy's digital.
They have been good.
He's
I've
a man of so
you.
Many talents, and he hides them. I'm like, he's can so you do video talented. Editing? No, not really. He'll whip something together perfect. Can you do this? Puts it together. I'm like, dude, this is great.
He was on the road talking about coding with me. The boy can code.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. He's a wonder
he's a genius.
Kid. He's a wonder adult, dude.
He is a wunderkind.
He's a wonder adult, dude.
Wunderkind. Wunderkinda. Yeah,
dude, I had a light. It was like an impromptu semi-security experience this weekend. I had to take a shit badly, and I was at the Stress Factory, and they own the pizza place next door. So I was like, there's people coming in. I'm like, yo, is there another bathroom I can hit up? And they were like, you can go in the pizza place. I'm like, sick. So they're like, we'll show you. The manager walked me to the pizza place, and there's a bouncer too. Just for me, they all came. So like, they open a side door. Dude, they open a side door to a pizza place. It's torrential rain.
Yeah.
And it was just for some reason nothing but a Asian lady pizza party in this back room. So I open the door. They hold the door open, so they just get like hit with gale force winds.
Like, you had to come in and shit. In
and take a shit. So I just sat in the toilet and took a shit. And then they walked me back out through the party.
Oh, no. They sat and waited while you shit?
I told Brittany to order pizza. I'm like, order some pizza. So she ordered stuff. And then they just chilled. And I took a dump. And I got back. And they're like, all right, we'll take you back there. I'm like, I knew how to get back. I was laughing so hard at being like...
Your security detail while dump, you're shitting.
Taking a dump and going back to an Asian pizza party. Like,
it was so funny.
Asian pizza party.
Dude, it was crazy. I opened the door to just nothing but a bunch of Asian ladies getting just like crushed by wind. And they were just sitting there like, I walk in surrounded by three yeah. people.
It was the wind of the gods.
I got to take a shit. There's 220 people out yeah. there. This is fucking awesome.
No
dude.
Paparazzi. I have to shit. Please.
I was like, I could have just walked over.
No pictures, please.
I don't know why they did that. That was very intense. Because I was like, yeah. I could have. I knew exactly where the place was. They're like, we'll see if we can let you in the side because it's raining. I was like, oh, sick.
You couldn't just shit at the stress vat? I've shit in there before.
I did it the night before.
Yeah.
But everyone, there's like lines to that line gets, that bathroom gets lined
yeah,
up.
It's tough.
And I was like, I got to go now.
That green room's tough placement, too.
Dude.
Yeah.
Green room's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like being in like the back of a Suburban with somebody.
Yeah.
it's like the trunk of a
Vinny, was Vinny there?
Yeah.
He did hosted. He come back there and hit you?
Oh, yeah. He hosted two of the nights.
Yeah.
Dude, he was killing me.
Did he run the light?
No, he was.
It's a common misconception.
That's what I'm saying. Because he goes, how long do you want me to do? And I said, do whatever the fuck you want. He goes, it's your show, dude. You tell me. I'm like, oh, dude, it's a fucking
thing. Yeah, maybe he's aware of it now.
Yeah, he
is. That was a thing against Vinny.
That's what I thought.
So he would always host and do like a half hour.
That's what I thought. He was
do another 20 in between.
He was bing bang bang the whole time. And dude, he was cracking the whole time.
He pulled pranks
up.
On you?
Yeah, oh yeah, he's a big prankster.
He got me the first time I ever met him, he pranked me.
Yeah, he
I was hosting for him and he was like, don't do anything about race or politics or sex. And I was like, that's it. And he was like, don't swear either. And I was sitting there and I was like, I have to. I have to. And he's like, I'm just fucking with you.
That's hilarious. Me. Yeah, there was another the guy from Bridgeport, Connecticut. His name's Matt. He's funny. He was the host there. He came to do a guest spot, and him and Vinny had this like discussion of like who would fuck up who, and he was like, "I would fuck this Vinny. I would fuck him up." And Matt's like he's a portly gentleman.
He's a hearty fellow.
He's a hearty fellow. He's a big boy.
He's what an ample man.
He's an ample man, dude. And like Vinny's like for some reason, Vinny's like, "I would beat your ass," and they start going back and forth whose ass he would beat, and then he told a story. It was just, I don't under, you know, it's, it was, the story just made me laugh. I don't think anything of it, but it was like, he was like talking about, he was backstage with Robert Kelly. And for some reason, he claims that Robert Kelly was like, I'd beat your ass. And Vinny was like, I'd beat your ass. And they have this thing where he like,
that sounds very,
he talks about,
that sounds
beating,
like Bobby.
Dude, he talks about beating people's ass and it's the fucking,
pretty awesome.
It was making me laugh. Every interaction I had, I was like, this dude's the funniest dude in the world.
Anybody saying that's funny.
Him talking,
particularly an older gentleman,
just talking about beating people. Same he went from talking that, about beating yeah. this guy's ass to beating his ass, and I'm like, dude, what the fuck is going on?
You can get
on?
Phil going on that at night. I can get Phil going after a couple drinks, being like, dude, that guy would fuck you up. And like, yeah, right. Two hits, me hitting him and him hitting the floor. Because I got two hands. This is Pete and Repeat. If Pete don't get you, Repeat will. He's talking about beating up like Chris Webber. I'm like, dude, Chris Webber would beat your ass.
That is such a fun conversation, but yo, he could beat your ass. He's like,
his fuck? Game's on going, nuh-uh.
Can't beat my
also,
ass.
Also, to the NBA players. Phil thinks he could be, he's like, yeah, right, that guy's a punk.
Theaters at all and like heckle?
Yeah, sometimes.
It's got to be brutal because you can't see.
Sometimes, but for the most, it calms down in theaters.
Chills.
They chill out. Although one of the shows this weekend, a guy was just yelling podcast references, just totally out of nowhere. Just be like, West Point. Like, what? That got to me.
That stinks.
Every once in a while, that just makes me so angry because I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
I can't understand the mindset of being in there. I understand yelling something dumb.
For sure.
Or like screaming something. But like being like, I know the podcast. I'm going to yell at Mechanicsburg. It's like, I don't.
Yeah.
It makes me mad to think about what you're thinking.
There was somebody at every single Stress Factory show, at least one person that would like fully, like almost stand up and try to talk.
Yeah.
It was insane. It was kind of funny. Yeah. That's that is at a theater is insane, dude.
Yeah.
To just be like, yo, Wiki Wild.
Yeah, Wiki Wild. Like, yep. Yes, thank you. Protect our parks. Yes. That's a podcast.
But the thing is, like,
I'm
how
trying
long
to do my art?
How long are you sitting on it for? Or is it just a spur of the
working
moment?
Working up
like,
the courage, blah! Or yes.
It's kind of funny, actually, now that I think about it. It's actually very funny, but
it makes me so mad.
I'm telling you, I cannot stop battling Italian dudes. Nonstop.
You've been performing in the Italian region.
That's what it is, dude. Yeah. I've been.
You need to get out
fighting.
Of the Italian zones.
I do. I think
you need
I'm
to
out.
Head out west.
I'm out. I'm out now.
The WAPs
I think
aren't
that
out there.
Was the last. I did my WAP tour, but that was
head
like
down Texas way. Not a lot of WAPs.
Dude, they're just brutal, bro.
The WAPs?
The most.
They might be the worst.
It was crazy.
In a crowd, they might be the worst.
Yeah. No, it was fun.
First
though.
Table I ever kicked out
was WAPs.
New Jersey WAPs.
You're the Greeks.
I've never kicked anybody out. I was like, you guys get this table, this entire table.
It has to go.
Please leave.
Yeah, it's a shame.
And that was in like that fucking back room at Bananas.
Oh.
Just in a hotel lobby in fucking North Jersey.
And that's
table
like,
of WAPs right next to the stage, just fully just talking to me. Talking to each other and talking to me.
The Roman legions could have all united too. That was a tough one.
That was
dude.
A room of WAPs.
I know.
Yeah.
That's so, where they hang out.
Say, so here's the bad WAPs. Get the bad WAPs out. Yeah, the mafiosos.
Yeah, dude, it was they're continually a problem every time. It was so bad that I was talking about how bad they were, and they was like there wasn't any there, and people were just confused, like, "What are you talking about?" So you don't understand, they're my natural enemy in this setting.
The WAPs, they are, dude.
They won't stop, dude. They don't stay, and they have to go like, "Okay, bud, all right, okay,
all right, keep it moving, next subject."
Like, what? I don't know what to do with this. Yeah. And they might come up. There's a guy.
They might fight
kick
you.
My ass.
They might attack you.
Yeah, it was very far. But either way,
dirty WAPs. They have brass knuckles.
Leather jackets with weapons
on them.
My uncle
gave me these. He was security for John Gotti. No, he wasn't. He worked at FedEx.
Everyone's uncles in the mafia. The mafia must be huge.
Yeah, the mafia is huge.
Every Italian
person I've ever met, their dad was Secret Service.
Truly a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Everyone's in on it. Yeah, but either way, it was, dude, I will say, I just.
Lemaire, I'm sorry. What's going on?
What?
Are you high on pot?
Yeah.
Damn it, dude. Lemaire, what if someone rushed into this room and tried to fucking kill us?
I wasn't making anything.
You've been up to something. I've seen it.
Up to anything.
You seem angry today.
I'm not angry. I'm fine.
You seem high and doing what Matt and I were just talking about.
What?
Just looking at people being like, if he says this, I'm going to fuck it.
No. No. I'm no. listening.
I mean, what's
I'm
a
listening
really
intently.
Weird thing that you do internally?
When I get high?
When you're high on pot.
Yeah.
When,
No, I just lay down. I once the spiral starts to kick in, I lay down and I'm like, all right, dude, you're fine. You're in one place.
That's nice.
Yeah. That's actually awesome.
I can't do it.
You're in one place.
I try. I go, you're fine. You're laying here.
Yeah, I lay down and I go.
And I'm like, where am I laying? What a bum, dude.
I'll get fucked up. I'll be like, this bed's made out of particles.
Yeah.
Drill. What the fuck is that? So am I. No. Try to grab my wife. There's so many times at night.
Help.
I fucking grab her.
Yeah, hugging
like,
someone
please
helps,
help
dude.
Me.
Hugging someone. Like, do you actually love me? Tell me I'm not an asshole, right? It's not true. The Redditors are wrong, right?
It got like a lot of karma. Actually, the other way, it's not this comment so much. We see a lot of upvotes around them. You go, there's a lot of guys that think this.
Why is there so many fucking upvotes?
Someone gave that a silver coin. I don't know what that means on there, but
fuck, it cost like $3. They really meant
that
it.
It's funny. Someone to pay $3
just to be like, yeah, fuck him.
Yeah. Something to be said for that, man. That is playing it safe in a way.
Yeah.
To be that naughty of a boy where you only play with other boys simplifies life.
Okani got naughty with a boy this weekend.
What?
Okani went out. All right, so we went to this bar. Wait, yeah. This is so funny. We were all fucked up, and we went to this bar called The Linebacker by Notre Dame Stadium. It's like where everyone goes. The Linebacker is the fucking – it's rowdy. It's naughty BB girl central. I wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, you were still.
I was in chattel mode because I was away from BB Girl. The distance puts you in chattel.
That's true. That's
but
true.
We were looking for tickets and we were trying to get tickets to the game. And this gay dude was there, this old gay dude. And O'Connor, I guess, started trying to get tickets from this guy.
What?
O'Connor, like, was like flirting with.
He was hot chicking him?
He hot chicked an old gay dude, gave him his phone number. So O'Connor was fucking hammered.
Of course, it's hilarious.
And O'Connor was getting texts from this guy the rest of the night and the next day of like, hey, where are you? hey, what are you doing? God. You want to do some shots? Where are you? Like, yeah.
Like, I thought he was about to fuck O'Connor.
I was like, damn,
I'd be pissed.
Dude, O'Connor's like,
I thought I was gonna fuck O'Connor.
Scrumptious, naughty B. And this fucking old gay geezer was
this
about
naughty
to fuck
wizard, dude.
Yeah, this naughty wizard, dude.
He probably saw you guys and was like, he had a bag full of tricks and was like, Notre Dame tickets will do it.
That, like, it was funny too because we were out for a while. We were out for like 6 hours, but I looked over and O'Connor's like shirt was unbuttoned more and his hair was like messed up straight
Holy
up. I was
shit.
Like, you just gayed, you just get tried to trick a dude into tickets
did
by
he
hotting
get the
him.
Tickets?
No.
Oh, so he didn't get the tickets.
Well, I bet he could have. But that would have required us hanging out more
that
with
this
dude.
That might have required some fucking... You might have had to flip the hat around and be like, hey, dude. You probably want... Dude, imagine you just holding him up and crucifying him, dude.
Crucifying him?
O'Connor, like, punches Pilot on the side, dude. You up the top, like, yeah.
You'd be tag-teaming this yeah. naughty wizard?
You guys could have got tickets if you fucked him.
I would have impaled him, dude. For some ND tickets? I would have fucking gone through that guy.
That's funny. You try to seduce a man for
it was crazy. So then that old dude texted him about this tailgate the next day, Saturday morning. He was like, well, this is where we're going to be drinking. We ended up at that tailgate.
Stop, dude.
And then O'Connor found, because we were like, holy shit, that's that dude. And O'Connor was like, oh, fuck. He texted me and said he was going to be here. So then that dude's like looking over at us the whole time. We're like, we got to get the fuck out of here, dude.
That's fucking.
You're playing games with this guy's heart.
I mean, yeah.
How big
was this dude?
He was handsome.
Was he a good looking dude?
He was thin, but he was like a tall.
He's athletic.
He was probably like 55 and like.
God damn, dude.
Beautiful hair. Silver fox, dude. He would have.
Oh,
he would have put a.
O'Connor's got like a rump, fucking nice little rump, too.
He would have put a hurting on O'Connor's butt.
He might have bottomed out.
You think
most gay guys are bottoms, don't forget. Like 70%. Tops are rare. Bottoms are the norm of the gay community. This guy wanted O'Connor to fuck him.
For sure. And O'Connor fucking catfished him hard. Like, was like...
He hot-checked
him. He gave him the signals.
He hot-checked him.
He gave him his fucking phone number.
I mean, dude, think of it this way. He gave him the fucking... O'Connor was BB boy to a fucking...
He BB boyed. Naughty man.
He BB boyed a naughty wizard, dude. And tricked him. That guy was just as happy. The happiness you described in yourself, O'Connor gave that to another man and then ripped it out of him.
O'Connor gave him the same look BB Girl gave me after that show.
Yeah, dude.
And that old gay wizard was just instantly...
smitten.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, wait, he is coming to the tailgate. Oh, wait, why is he ignoring me? Why is he... Who's that fucking hot-ass dude next to him? What the fuck? He's,
he probably thought me and O'Connor
were gay.
He was
fucking you.
Because we stood together the entire time. And, like, I would get drinks. Then O'Connor would go get drinks. Yeah.
He probably thought you were fucking O'Connor. He's like, God damn it.
He must have some really good tickets.
He was in a Winnebago.
O'Connor's a twink for tickets, dude. He just goes
O'Connor's
around.
A little fucking, he's like a little college football lot lizard, dude. He's like,
I was up there peeing. What were you guys talking about?
Talking about dating, dude. How sick my game used to be.
Really?
He asked. He's like, did you do like, did you go up and like approach people? And I was like, yeah, I try, but I was pretty fucking bad. Like, I had all kinds of like sick schemes where I'd go up and be like, hey, what's going on? And like talk for 4 minutes and there'd be silence and I would just be like, and just hang out there for 2 minutes and just like look at her like,
oh my God.
We're still a thing, right? This is still going on. Eventually she'd leave. I'd be like, fuck.
I think you have to be a fucking idiot to be able to approach people
like that. Maybe.
I think you have to either be a sociopath that's like, I'm smart enough to manipulate this conversation. Or you have to be dumb and be like, what's up? Oh, hey.
Yeah, it's weird, man.
Well, I think like you want to develop that because what I was saying to Matt was like, it's a numbers game, right? To most of it, it's like if you got to put yourself out there a lot, and then you get somebody.
You see what happens? Yeah, exactly. That's a nice way of putting it.
But it's just hard to do that because you do have to like either adopt the mentality of a sociopath or like not let reality hit you. You know, it's like if you do something 10 times, it doesn't work. Typically,
you'd
be like, oh,
you got to put your dick out there, dude.
Speaking of sociopaths,
yeah,
there's a guy on the main board.
Uh-huh.
His name's Don't Hate Me, Bro. He's the fucking man. He likes Notre Dame. He's a friend of the podcast. His Tinder game is otherworldly. I've never seen anything like it. And he posts some of the fucking conversations on there.
Jesus Christ.
Like, he'll screenshot some of the fucking conversations. It's crazy. He gets hottest fucking chicks with like, and he's smart. So he's like clearly just manipulating people. It's crazy. Like he'll post a GIF in response and like,
I don't know. It's fucking wild.
There's when you online date, have you got into online dating?
Yeah.
Dude, it gets
shout out, don't hate me, bro.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. Yeah. It gets weird. Like, you'll find yourself on, like, your sixth date with someone, with, like, a different person, and, like, they'll say something, and you're like, I knew you were going to say that. Here's my response for this. And you're like, oh, you laughed. I knew you'd laugh at this. And then, dude, it gets real weird where you start hitting, like, almost stock lines.
Ugh. Yeah.
That's, and you know the like, all right, this is going to make you react this way. And it's it gets fucking weird.
And there's other guys on there, because it's a message board, talking to him, like, what should I say to this?
Yeah.
What should I say to this? And he has, like, stock lines. Not necessarily stock, but he's got a sense of humor that relates to women.
Right.
So, like, he'll say a joke that, like, negging, kind of like, he'll hit somebody up and be like, look, I don't give a fuck about going on dates. I'm not that guy. But if you want to get fucked, and, like, he'll say something like that, and it works.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I believe it, dude.
It's like hot fucking chicks.
Damn.
Anyway. Yeah, that's the dating world.
It's a different world, yeah.
Dude, I'm way out of it.
All I do, I'm so glad. When I go on online dating, dude, my first message is just "Daddy's home." Daddy's home.
How's that go? Yeah, whoever you get with
come
that,
to daddy, dude.
That's not the lore you want. That's you're hunting. You're fucking fishing for flounders with that thing, dude. That's a bottom feeder fucking lore right there. Yeah, that's.
I did notice, though, in the current climate, I've encountered a lot of girls who, like, want to be roughed up while they're having sex.
They want to get choked.
Slapped.
Well, I'm
sure. Called a whore.
You know what? You know what's interesting?
A fucking whore. Sure they want to be called.
I'm sure because there's such, like, this.
I can't do that.
There's such a strong push to be, like, sex positive.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of these girls feel obligated to be, like, choke me. Like, I'm in command in the bedroom. Like, hey, fucking...
No,
I
dude.
Love this.
That's what I thought, but they're like, no, seriously, slap me. I'm like, okay.
Well, no, that's what I mean. Like, they're promiscuous. They're very fucking wild. They're down for whatever. I bet, I don't know, there's been a recent surge of, like, female sex positive shit. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
So, like, I'm sure a lot of girls are out there that are like,
saying they have orgasms.
I'm one
stuff.
Of these girls. I'm on Broad City. It's maybe. Like fucking, I love getting choked.
I don't know, dude. I could see what you're saying, but I'm like, I think it's, they just, chicks like to be fucking wrestled around, dude.
Yeah, probably.
It's kind of weird. I'm not a big fan of that. I'm a gentle lovemaker.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't like all the rough stuff.
I've heard you make love, dude. There sounded nothing gentle about it.
You said, I was a ruffian, dude.
I've heard you shout, dude. Yeah.
That's true.
I've heard your fucking guttural love.
Well, that's just passion, dude. You've heard me.
Every time Matt leaves the bedroom, I sit there like Forrest Gump on the stoop. He's like, your mama sure does love your education.